Devin Asher. And, Coach, I don't have to ask you how your preseason was. It has not been very good around here.
No, it wasn't. It was, you know, one of those deals where you thought you were going to have your normal 3 to 4 practices and then be ready to roll. But, you know, we just had some tough breaks, had some injuries, and those compounded everything up to this point. Our kids have been real resilient. The ones that have been healthy have given us great effort. It's just a matter of short preseason, and a number of guys that we were really going to rely on are sitting on the bench, and that really doesn't make your practices as good as they could have been. And we've been blessed the last couple of years. We haven't had this, so we've really had to make some adjustments.
You've got five guys that are going to be out for an extended period of time. Basically, most of them are in the guard position, which makes it tough for you guys.
Yeah, it is. We thought we'd be real deep there this year coming in, and we're missing a couple starters at the guard position, and it's really given our other guys some great experience. I know that these kids are learning to handle the ball in difficult situations. Like I told the kids, we've got to really try to put most of this behind us, because only things will get better as the season progresses, barring, you know, someone doesn't go down. But the fact is we are a little bit guard short right now, and our opponents maybe are exploiting that, especially Saturday night with the quickness that Newman put on us.
In addition to the injuries, one of the bad things about winning a state football championship, you got this short time to get ready for the basketball season with just 3 or 4 practices to get ready for last week.
Yeah, you always look at it as a positive as a coach, because you know if you're in the football playoffs deep, you've got good athletes in your school, and you hope that they can play some basketball too. And we're very fortunate here. That's been the case. We've had really good basketball / football players. They come out for both sports. They do you know, what they're supposed to in the off season, and it didn't hurt us as much because we had that great depth in the past. And I still think we have really good depth this year. It's just a unbelievable realm of difficult injuries here that are, you know, not just your nagging 1 or 2 weakers. These are guys that are going to miss a couple months of the season.
Talk about the opening weekend, losing to SCOTUS, losing to Bishop Newman last week. Was a hangover from the football season? Maybe the inexperience is showing in that first week?
A little bit of that, I think so. I think mentally against SCOTUS, we weren't ready for a basketball season yet. We were sluggish, really, for 2.5 quarters. And our guys have to understand that nobody's going to be sluggish when they step on the floor. We, you know, we've had a lot of success in the last 3 years, so these kids have a target. They know it. We just weren't mentally ready. I could tell our practices weren't as crisp as they have been in the past. We've talked to our seniors about it. We've tried to get them, you know, to understand. And I think, you know, they had to play a really grueling football schedule, and the fact that they were, you know, beat up a little bit physically. And I think mentally we were beat up. We were just tired. They went a long season in the last. These boys have went deep in every season. They work extremely hard in the summer, but we just couldn't overcome the fact of a few things here and there. Now, SCOTUS has got a good team, and then Wahoo Newman's an extremely good team. So we really played well against Wahoo Newman for about 3.5 quarters. We just ran a little bit out of gas, and I was proud of our kids that we did run out of gas, because I thought against SCOTUS maybe we held a little back, thinking, well, we're playing in our comfort zone, trying not to expend too much energy. We can't play that way. There's no reason to be tired. I mean, you're a high school kid. You'll recover quickly, and we explained that to our kids. And against Newman, we really expended a lot of energy throughout the first 3.5 quarters, and then turnovers and fatigue really hurt us late in the game. So our kids gave great effort Saturday night. We hope we can get that type of effort the rest of the season.
The problem is you're going to have to look long and hard to find a team that's going to feel sorry for Saints to see the success you guys have had the last couple of years.
No doubt about it. I wouldn't feel sorry for us either. I don't even feel sorry for myself. It's been, you know, just a unbelievable last 3 years, and we expected to have that kind of year again this year, and we still can. You know, the season is not lost by any means. We're having a tough stretch. Our schedule's very difficult. That's one of the things that compounded some of this, is we had teams that were bringing a lot of guys back, and we weren't bringing a lot of guys back. We're going to face a team tonight that you know, brings a lot of kids back and a very, very athletic basketball team that's very well coached, and they've started to get things going over there. So we don't feel sorry for ourselves. I hope nobody else does, and I don't think they do. It's just the fact that we've had some tough luck, and we're going to have to overcome it.
With the injuries, you've had some younger kids step up. Talk about some of the younger guys that have got to step up now in the next couple of weeks.
Well, in our guards, we've had Cesar Tino, a sophomore, who we expected to be a JV-type player and give us minutes off the bench in varsity, and he's probably one of our best offensive players in the program, and he's done a good job of adjusting to handling the ball in the point guard position. Mike Cannon and Tim Skoke, who did not play a lot of varsity minutes at all last year, have really played well and have both started a couple games. And then Matt Kissinger's got his role as a point guard, which is not his forte, but he has to be there in the point guard position right now. We just hope to get Kevin Ryan healthy. He was somewhat healthy for the SCOTUS game, and then he's been sick for 5 days, and it was really hard to get him into shape because of, you know, being sick and his missing practices with the preseason of football. So, once we get these kids healthy, I think it's going to give us tremendous depth. But when and ever these three guys that we're talking about coming off the bench as guards, they're just doing a good job.
One guy you do have, that's Zach Syrup, a good guy to have in there, 6'10". Obviously, he's going to have to carry the load until some of these guys can get back.
Yeah, and it's a kind of a new role for him. Zach's a very unselfish player. He's been that way since I've seen him play as a freshman, and he just really hasn't ever went and asserted himself, hey, I've got to score 20, get 15 rebounds, whatever it may be. He's such a great passer. Sometimes he doesn't understand. I think he's starting to understand now, though, with our lack of offensive output out there, that he has to take 15 to 20 shots per game, and we've really emphasized that in practice. It's getting his mentality to every time down, he's got to look for a shot, and our team has to look for him, and we got to run our offense through him.
Donovan Trumbull in here tonight, 8-14 a year ago, but they're out of the gates. They won a couple of ball games a week ago. A good basketball team, like you said, a lot of familiar names. You got the Sloughs. You got two Sloughs on there to deal with tonight.
Yeah, just a definite change of the name is all, because the two Sloughs are a lot like their brother Jeremiah, very quick, pesky type of guys that really cause a lot of problems offensively and defensively for you. And, you know, then they've got their other starters are all veteran-type kids that played a lot of minutes last year. So Coach Ullman's done an excellent job. You can just see that their kids are thinking confidently and positively out there, and you can look at it all the way down to their freshman group. So it'll be a challenge.
We go back to football. Donovan Trumbull is a team that gave St. Cecilia some trouble in the football playoffs. Does that kind of emotion carry over to the basketball season?
I think so, definitely. Confidence is confidence, and they played us real tough the second time we played them this football season. And their athletes are starting to understand, you know, what it takes to compete at a high level. And we've been there. Our kids just need to make sure they match that intensity or bring their best, because other teams are going to bring their best. But I agree, the confidence always carries over. If a kid goes out and competes well, he knows he can do it the next time.
What type of team is this we're going to see tonight?
Well, they're a very ball control. They like to run a lot of set plays with Coach Ullman. They'll push the ball up the floor, and from what I've seen, they've played two games where they played exclusively man-to-man. They're very quick and athletic, but a lot of teams have changed when they play us just because of Syrup. So I don't know. I expect to see some zone out of them also, I don't expect them even to challenge a couple of our guys, because they're not offensive threats. But that doesn't mean they're not good players. It just means that they're not the guys that are. They're going to have to come up, step up, and hit a couple shots here and there for somebody to respect. Them.
Okay, go on.
All right, thanks a lot, Mike.
That is Kevin Asher, head coach for Hastings St. Cecilia. Stick around, we've got the starting lineups, play-by-play description up next. St. Cecilia, Donovan Trumbull tonight on 1230 KHAS.
Sideline from an injury? Recovering from a surgery? Whatever your ailment, physical therapy and sports rehab is the right choice for your physical and occupational therapy needs. We offer convenient hours from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, and our free Saturday morning sports clinic for local athletes from 8 to 10 a.m. The experienced and caring staff at PTSR works with all area physicians to provide the best in care for all types of injuries. The people you know and the name you trust. Log on to PTSRHastings.com or at 207 South Burlington in Hastings.
If you have problems with insects, rodents, or termites, call Gassman Pest Control in Hastings. They're locally owned and operated. Gassman Pest Control is licensed in Nebraska and Kansas and uses only EPA-approved chemical applications. That's Gassman Pest Control. Call 463-2734.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Part Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Part Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
1230 KHAS.
All right, Mike Will back at the Chapman Gymnasium at Hastings St. Cecilia. The girls' ball game is in the books. Hastings St. Cecilia winning that one over Donovan Trumbull by a score of 74-26. You've heard the comments of Hastings St. Cecilia head coach Kevin Asher as his ball club will play the third game of the season here tonight. The Blue Hawks are in unfamiliar territory right here after winning three state championships in a row. Kevin Asher had only lost two games in his entire coaching career here at Hastings College since they're at Hastings St. Cecilia since they're coming here. He's lost two games right out of the gate. Hastings St. Cecilia losing to Columbus Scotus last week 40-35, and he lost to Bishop Newman a week ago by a score of 49-34. Injuries have definitely been a problem for Hastings St. Cecilia. Listen to this. These are all football-type-related injuries coming out of a very physical Class C-2 state high school football playoffs. These guys are out for tonight. In fact, they are out for an extended period of time. Joel Groffel, who's a 6-foot sophomore, expected to see a lot of playing time at one of the guard positions for St. Cecilia. He is out with a broken arm, will not come back until February. Simon Ostrander, he went out during the early portion of the football season with a torn up knee. He will hopefully be back sometime in February for Hastings St. Cecilia. Philip Hamburger, he played, we understand, in the state championship ball game at football with a broken collarbone. They determined this week that Hamburger has a broken collarbone. He is out for an extended period of time. Then in practice, we understand early this week, Jameson Esch, who's a 5'11" sophomore who was expected to fill time at guard, he went down with a knee injury. He is lost for the season. Jordan Consbrook, a football-related knee injury, he is out for an extended period of time. So five guys on the roster are out for not 1 or 2 weeks. We're talking into February and maybe out for the season for the St. Cecilia Blue Hawks. So St. Cecilia looking for their fourth straight state basketball championship. They're going to have to do it coming from behind, so to speak. They are 0-2 on the season, and the Blue Hawks are going to be very young for an extended period of time here. They do have the big guy inside. I think Zach Stirrup needs to step up. He's going to have to get 20-25 touches a ball game here and maybe score 20-25 points to carry this basketball team while Kevin Asher waits for some of these injured guys to come back. So we'll find out what happens here. A banged-up St. Cecilia Blue Hawk basketball team will take on Donovan Trumbull, a team that is coached by former Grand Island head man Dave Ullman, who has done a great job at Donovan Trumbull. They have come out and won their first two ball games here this season in pretty good convincing fashion, knocking off Blue Hill in their season opener this year 66-37 and beating St. Paul in their second ball game 45-33. Donovan Trumbull in the first two games now averaging 55 points per ball game on offense, giving up 35 on defense. Hastings St. Cecilia is scoring only 34 points per ball game in their first two contests. They are giving up 44 on defense. The big guns for Donovan Trumbull, you heard about the Sloughs. Yeah, Jeremiah's brothers are still hanging around. Donovan Trumbull, of course, Jeremiah, the superstar we had at Hastings College the past couple of years. He's got two brothers now at Donovan Trumbull. Jacob Slough, who has scored 14 and 16 points in the two ball games so far. His other brother, Jordan Slough, has scored 2 and 11 points. That's not it. They have got to Skylar Sullivan, who was pretty good on the football field this past fall. Sullivan scored 28 points in the ball game against Blue Hill last week in that 66-37 victory. They've got a couple of other guys out there that can score as well. How about Derek Johnson? Johnson had 5 points against Blue Hill, came back with 14 in that victory over St. Paul. So I expect this one to be a tight basketball game here tonight. Hastings St. Cecilia looking to win their first ball game of the 2010-2011 season, but it won't be easy. Donovan Trumbull and St. Cecilia getting ready to score off here tonight at the Chapman Gymnasium. We'll take a break, come back and check the starters. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
Insurance Plus Financial Services wants you to compare your homeowners and auto insurance. Insurance Plus is an Allied insurance agent. Allied, a nationwide company, on your side. Let them compare and make sure you're not paying too much and also that your coverage is adequate. It's a simple process that could save you some money. With Allied Insurance Plus, you'll know that should something happen, you're covered. Allied, a nationwide company, on your side, and Insurance Plus providing sound, trusted coverage. Insurance Plus Financial Services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington and Hastings. Call 461-4465.
You're out looking for cars. You pull slowly into the lot. You stop, look, and no one's there. You sigh in relief. Ease out of your car then. They come flocking out like wild vultures. Car shopping doesn't have to be that way. At Kerr Chevrolet, they treat you with respect, with no pressure. So next time you're out driving lots, head over to Kerr Chevrolet and enjoy shopping for cars once again. 800 South Burlington Hastings are online at kerrchevrolet.com. Chevrolet, an American revolution.
Relax. It's Rheem. If you're looking for the most economical, energy-efficient way to heat and cool your home, you can relax with the Rheem heat pump. Rheem heat pumps keep your home as comfortable as ordinary cooling and heating systems, but cost less to operate, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem heat pumps at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street, Hastings. Call 462-9190. 1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at the Chapman Gymnasium. Hastings St. Cecilia here tonight. Again, if you missed the girls' ball game, not much of a contest tonight. St. Cecilia wins their third in a row as they beat Donovan Trumbull tonight by a score of 74-26. St. Cecilia using a 27-6 third quarter to increase their lead to 55-20, and the Hawkettes are cruising tonight to the win in the girls' ball game 64-26. I expect this one to be much, much closer here tonight. Starting lines for Donovan Trumbull in the boys' ball game. Jacob Slough, a 5'10" junior. Slough has scored. Well, he has scored a total of 20 points in the first two ball games for Donovan Trumbull. Derek Johnson is a 6-foot senior. Johnson has scored 19 points in the first two contests. Jordan Slough is a 5'9" freshman. He has scored 13 in the first two ball games of the season. Skyler Sullivan, a 6'4" junior. Sullivan has scored 30 points, 28-2 in the contest so far. And then Garrett Bundy is a 6'3" junior. Bundy has scored 15 points in the two ball games thus far. And again, Donovan Trumbull is coached by Dave Ullman, the former Grand Island Islander head coach. So Donovan Trumbull going with Slough and Johnson, Slough and Sullivan and Bundy in the starting lineup here tonight. Hastings St. Cecilia, the banged-up Blue Hawks, will go with Mike Hannon, his 6'1" junior. Hannon averaging 4 points and 6.5 rebounds per game. Matt Kissinger is a 6'1" junior. Kissinger averaging 8.5 points, 2 rebounds per game. Chase Bassett, a 5'11" senior. Bassett is averaging nothing so far. He has not scored. He's got the 1 rebound per game. Ryan Sheehy, a 6'4" senior. Sheehy is averaging nothing so far and 1.5 rebounds per game. And then Zach Stirrup, the big guy inside, 6'10" and a senior, averaging 10 points and 6.5 rebounds per game. St. Cecilia and Donovan Trumbull here tonight. Boys High School basketball in 1230 KHAS. Hawks dressed in their homestanding white uniform, shooting to our basket to our left. Donovan Trumbull is in their black trimmed and lettered in the red. St. Cecilia controls the opening tap. And right off of the bat, we're going to see Donovan Trumbull in a zone defense. They've been man-to-man their first two games. They go zone here. They get the ball inside to Stirrup. A shot no good. Follow shot is up and in by Ryan Sheehy. So right away, St. Cecilia pounds the ball inside his stirrup. He could not connect, but Ryan Sheehy right there with the offensive board and the putback. So Donovan Trumbull has already shown something they haven't shown all season long, and that's his zone defense. It was expected here by the head man for St. Cecilia, Kevin Asher. There's a ball underneath that's going to be blocked. Derek Johnson takes it inside, and a block there by Zach Stirrup of St. Cecilia. So the Blue Hawks have the ball. They lead by a score of 2-0. They come back in their offensive zone. Chase Bassett has got it on the far side. Bassett comes out to Kissinger. Donovan Trumbull still in that zone defense. There's Mike Hannon with the ball. Right side to Bassett. Bassett sends it inside. It's off the fingertips of Sheehy. And the ball is brought out of there by Donovan Trumbull. Jacob Slough has got the ball now for Donovan Trumbull as he comes into the forecourt. Moves it to the right side of the floor. St. Cecilia is in a man-to-man defense. Slough comes to Jordan Slough. Now on the left side, driving for the hole, shooting and scoring is going to be Skyler Sullivan. Skyler Sullivan gets a driving layup there. We are tied at 2 points apiece. And now Donovan Trumbull applying some pressure back here in backcourt. St. Cecilia will get it back into their offensive zone. Kissinger comes over here to Mike Cannon. Hannon to Kissinger. Back to Hannon here on the wing. Free throw line extended left side. Mike Hannon dribbles out here in the three-point territory. Jump pass goes over to Chase Bassett. Bassett dribbles with the ball. Bassett takes it to the top of the key. Now to Hannon. 4-3. Shot is up there. Rims off. No good. And the rebound comes down to Donovan Trumbull. That's Garrett Bundy with the rebound. He is a big, big boy. He played on the defensive line. We remember that from the football playoffs this year. Bundy sets a screen. Top of the key. Skyler Sullivan can't put it up. Now to Jacobs Slough. His shot is up there for three. Is no good. And the rebound comes down to Sheehy of St. Cecilia. We are tied up at 2 points apiece. 2 minutes into the basketball game here tonight at the Chapman Gymnasium. St. Cecilia with it now. Chase Bassett on the wing. Sends it down on the baseline to Ryan Sheehy. Sheehy, a pass way out on top. Hannon grabs it. Hannon comes over here to Matt Kissinger. Rainbow pass goes to the far side again to Bassett. Bassett now to Hannon. To Kissinger on the wing on the left side. They're working against the zone defense. Now they throw the ball out of bounds. They try to go diagonally down in the corner. They throw it over the head of Chase Bassett out of bounds. The second turnover on Hastings St. Cecilia. The Hawks are going to have to be patient against the zone defense of Donovan Trumbull. 5 minutes and 42 seconds to play. Here in the first quarter, we're tied up at 2 points apiece. Skyler Sullivan gets a driving layup for Donovan Trumbull. Ryan Sheehy gets a put back for St. Cecilia. That's the only scoring so far in the ballgame. Here's Donovan Trumbull back with the ball. Derek Johnson has got it. Now he's going to be fouled in the play. Derek Johnson out of the far sideline there for Donovan Trumbull. He's going to be fouled in the play here by St. Cecilia's Ryan Sheehy. First foul on Sheehy. First team foul on St. Cecilia. It's going to be Sullivan playing things in for Donovan Trumbull. Gets it into Jordan Slough out here in three-point territory. Bounce pass goes down in the corner to Skyler Sullivan. Circles around. Throws it over on the wing on the left side. Here's a shot put up there. It's going to be no good by Cam Sinner, who's in there for the first time. And a rebound comes down to St. Cecilia Sheehy. Back the other way to Hannon. Hannon comes out on top. Now to Kissinger. To Bassett on the far side. To pound it inside to Zach Stirrup. His shot right side of the lane is up there. That one won't go. And the rebound comes down to Garrett Bundy of Donovan Trumbull. We're still tied at 2 points apiece. 3 minutes into the contest here tonight, Jordan Slough takes it down the left side of the lane, goes for the hole. The shot's going to be blocked down by Stirrup. So he takes the ball up against the big 6'10" Stirrup, and Zach gets the block. St. Cecilia back with the basketball now. Chase Bassett comes out between the rings to Mike Hannon. Hannon moves it over their wing on the right side to Kissinger. Dribbles inside the arc, puts up a shot, no good. Rebound comes down to Bassett, kicks it out here to Hannon. His shot from 15 won't go, and the rebound comes down to Skyler Sullivan. Sullivan runs it back the other way, down the left sideline to Jordan Slough. 4.5 to play in the first quarter. Driving the baseline, shooting and missing is going to be Derrick Johnson. Rebound comes down to Ryan Sheehy. So Donovan Trumbull not afraid to go inside against those big guys, and Sheehy and Zach Stirrup not having a whole lot of success right now. Mike Hannon has got the ball on the right sideline for St. Cecilia. Hannon, jump pass, goes inside his stirrup, kicks it back out. Bassett from the top of the key for three, a shot no good. Rebound comes down to Sullivan and Donovan Trumbull. Skyler Sullivan gets the rebound. Gets it out of the hands of Jordan Slough. 4 minutes to play. We're halfway through the first quarter, gang, and we got 4 points on the board. 2-2 is the score. Jordan Slough comes out between the rings. Now to Derrick Johnson. A pass deep in the corner. Left side. Sullivan has got it. Sullivan trying to get away there. Comes out of the wing. And the left side to Derrick Johnson. Inside to Bundy. They work it around. Left side of the lane here. That's going to be Skyler Johnson. Or rather, Skyler Sullivan. Gets it down to a Derrick Johnson, drives the baseline, comes out here on the wing. There's a shot by Jordan Slough. It's going to be no good. Ball goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Hastings St. Cecilia basketball. 3:35 to play here in the first quarter. Here comes Cesar Tino into the ball game now for Hastings St. Cecilia. Tino is a 5'11" sophomore. Not expected to see a whole lot of playing time on the varsity level, but because of the injuries at the guard positions here early in the season, Tino has been called to duty here. And he comes into the ballgame right here, brings the ball to the offensive zone. They've got away with a double dribble violation there. Here's Stirrup driving the baseline and shot no good. We've got a whistle, and we've got a foul called here on Donovan Trumbull. 2-2 is the score. Boys High School basketball action here tonight. Personal foul is going to be whistled on Donovan Trumbull. It's going to go on Bundy. That's going to be his first. Non-shooting situation, so Tino will play things in for Hastings St. Cecilia. Down in the corner now to Matt Kissinger, brings it back to Tino. Dribbles down in the corner, they just sag off of him. Now to Matt Kissinger, back down in the corner to a wide-open Tino for three. Shot is up there, rims off, no good. And we got a foul and a rebound. That's what Kevin Asher talked about in the pregame show, until one of these other guys maybe gets some shots to go down. Donovan Trumbull is going to sag back on Matt Stirrup and just let those guys wide open out there, and you saw that right there. They weren't even guarding Tino out there deep in the right corner. Personal foul is whistled on to Ryan Sheehy. That's going to be his second. That's the second team foul on the Blue Hawks. We're tied up at 2 points apiece. We're 5 minutes into the ballgame. Here's Skyler Sullivan down here on the right side. They get it to Garrett Bundy. Now they're working around the horn of Slough. Out of Jordan Slough. Free throw line extended left side. Picked up by Tino. Jordan dribbling with the ball. Gets it away now to Sullivan. Sullivan takes it down to the baseline. He falls down. The ball goes out of bounds. And it's going to be, let's see, Donovan Trumbull ball. He was tripped down there. Not tripped, but the ball is knocked out of his hands by St. Cecilia. He falls down. No foul called down there. So Donovan Trumbull will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Jordan Slough will trigger things in for the Cardinals. Slough knocks it out for the back of Tino. Grabs the ball, tries to go up for the shot, and he's fouling the play. So good heads-up play there by Jordan Slough. Tino at his back to inbound man Slough. As Jordan just knocks it off of his back and then tries to grab the ball and score. Tino turns around after getting plunked in the back by the basketball, and he commits the personal foul. So Tino picks up his first. Slough to the free throw line. It's up there. It's no good. Jordan Slough, he has scored 2 and 11 points in the ball games thus far for Donovan Trumbull. 2-2 is the score. 2 minutes and 45 seconds to play in the first quarter. Next shot is up there. That one is good. I know there's not a lid on the basket because Hastings St. Cecilia girls put up 74 points on the scoreboard in the first ball game tonight. Donovan Trumbull has now got a 3-2 lead over Hastings St. Cecilia. Blue Hawks have the basketball. Here's a Tim Skoke who's into the ball game now. Skoke gets the ball to Zach Stirrup. Down in the corner now to Tino. Caesar Tino with the ball. Comes out here to a Tim Skoke. Skoke now to Matt Kissinger. Kissinger holds it. Goes over to Tino on the wing on the right side. Angles in. Takes it inside the three-point arc. Can't put up a shot. Jump pass down to Kissinger. He throws it down in the corner out of bounds. Trying to get it to a Kevin Ryan, and he threw it out of bounds. The third turnover on Hastings St. Cecilia here in the ballgame. 3-2 is the score. Donovan Trumbull has got a one-point lead. We're down to 2:12 to play here in the first quarter from the Chapman Gymnasium. Jordan Slough walks it across the midcourt stripe, goes over here on the wing. Trying to drive inside is going to be a Jacob Slough. Now to Derek Johnson. They work it down the left side of the lane down there. Sullivan has got it now. Goes back to the basket out here to Jordan Slough. Slough looking to penetrate, takes it to the elbow. Bounce pass down low. Derek Johnson, double team. Pass across the lane is going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Kevin Ryan. Second turnover on Donovan Trumbull. 3-2 is the score. The Cardinals have a one-point lead. Matt Kissinger with the ball for St. Cecilia. On the wing, stops over there on the far sideline. Bounce pass comes out to Ryan. Takes it back down to Kissinger. Drives the baseline. Dumps it off to Stirrup. A shot in the lane. Don't get it. He's fouling the play. So they're getting Zach Stirrup some touches. He needs to be more involved in the offense, though. He's a big dude at 6'10" for St. Cecilia. Of course, the Nebraska football recruits. Personal foul is going to be whistled here on to Skyler Sullivan. That's going to be his first. First team foul on Donovan Trumbull. Stirrup to the free throw line. His shot is up there. It's no good. Stirrup is now 4 out of 11 on free throws this year. St. Cecilia is a team hitting only 43% from the free throw line this season. Even in some of their state championship teams, they were never real good free throw shooters. Here's the next one. That one is going to be missed short, and the rebound comes down to Jacob Slough. So the score is still 3-2. Donovan Trumbull has got a one-point lead. And the Cardinals come back with the ball. Sullivan has got it now to Taylor Williams, who's into the ball game for the first time. St. Cecilia is still in the man-to-man. Here's Sullivan for three. He banks one home. Skyler Sullivan banks one home from the wing. And the left side is now a 6-2 ball game. Donovan Trumbull leading by 4 points here in this one. And the Cardinals now applying some pressure back here in backcourt. Here's Caesar Tino with the ball. Caesar jump pass, gets it across the 10-second line to Stirrup. He drives, shoots, and scores. So they get the ball to the big guy, Zach Stirrup, and he drives the ball to the hole and scores. 6-4 now. Donovan Trumbull leading by 2 points here in this one. The Cardinals have the basketball back in their offensive zone. On the right sideline is Williams. Williams comes out now to Jacob Slough, over to Sullivan, and a foul is going to be called as Sullivan tried to drive the ball to the hole there. And a personal foul is called on Hastings St. Cecilia. It's going to go on Kissinger. That's going to be his first. So the first foul on Matt Kissinger. That's going to be team foul number 4 on St. Cecilia. Here comes Mike Cannon back into the ballgame now for St. Cecilia. Kissinger comes out. End of the ballgame for Donovan Trumbull will be Derek Johnson. Going out is going to be Garrett Bundy. 40 seconds to play here in the first quarter. It's 6-4. Donovan Trumbull has got the lead. And the Cardinals will inbound the ball. Skyler Sullivan takes it to the far sideline. That's going to be a Jordan Slough with the ball. Slough drives it down the right side of the lane. Dishes off out here to a Jacob Slough. Now to Jordan again. Top of the key. Drives it to the elbow. Right side. Now to Taylor Williams. Williams puts up a shot. It's off of the iron. No good. Rebound comes down to Stirrup. Outlet pass comes to Kevin Ryan. Kevin Asher up in front of the bench. He says one shot here, guys. 6-4 the score. Hawks down by 2 points. Kevin Ryan has got it. Donovan Trumbull stays in this 2-3 zone defense as they try to cover up a Stirrup down there. There's a Mike Hannon with the ball. Hannon goes over to Cesar Tino. Tino goes down in the corner to Kevin Ryan. Now to Tino. Dribble penetration. One-hander running down the lane. His shot rims off. No good. And that is the end of the first quarter of play. One quarter in the books here tonight. Boys high school basketball action. Donovan Trumbull has got the lead over Hastings St. Cecilia. The score after one, Donovan Trumbull 6, Hastings St. Cecilia 4.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings tips its sports cap to the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Have successful and healthy seasons. Bill Hamburger Remodeling does residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, painting, and snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551 or 463-0480. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings always supports Hastings and area athletes.
1230 KHAS.
Back at the Chapman Gymnasium at Hastings St. Cecilia, 6-4 the score. Donovan Trumbull has got the lead. Ball game tonight here on 1230 KHIS, also online at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming sponsored by Hastings College, winner of the GPAC All-Sports Trophy the past 2 years. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. So a defensive struggle thus far. St. Cecilia with only 4 points on the board after the first quarter. Hawks have had trouble scoring with their banged-up roster we got out there right now. Ryan Sheehy's got 2 points. Zach Stirrup's got two. That is it. Skyler Sullivan's got 5 for Donovan Trumbull. Jordan Slough has got 1. 6-4 is the score as we start the second quarter here tonight. Donovan Trumbull with the opening possession, and they throw the ball away. St. Cecilia in the first quarter of play. Two out of eight, 25% for St. Cecilia. Donovan Trumbull, 2 out of 8. All right, 2 out of 9 for St. Cecilia. So 22% for St. Cecilia, 25% for the field for Donovan Trumbull. Now St. Cecilia turns the ball away. Intercepting the ball is that Jacob Slough. Slough gets it on the wing. Now to Skyler Sullivan. His shot is up and in from just inside the ring. Skyler Sullivan scores. He's got 7 points in the ball game. And Donovan Trumbull now leading by 4. It is 8-4. Here's a Stirrup with the ball. Stirrup now to Kevin Ryan. Ryan out here in three-point territory. Sends it to the right side to Tim Skoke. Down in the corner, that's a Tino with the ball. Tino dribbles, trapped over there on the far side. His pass is going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Jacob Slough. That's the 5th turnover already on Hastings St. Cecilia. Donovan Trumbull comes back. Bounce pass to Sullivan. Sullivan kicks it out here to Slough. Takes it down to the baseline. Jumper is up there and in. Jordan Slough scores for Donovan Trumbull. He's now got 3 points in the ball game, and Donovan Trumbull has opened up a 6-point lead over the Hawks. 10-4. Cardinals have the lead. Stirrup cross court pass to Hannon. 4-3. Shot is up there. It's off of the back iron. No good. Rebound Skyler Sullivan for Donovan Trumbull. Gets it away to Jacob Slough. Slough into the forecourt to Jordan. Down in the baseline now to Garrett Bundy to Slough. Down to Slough. Moves it over on the wing on the left side. As Donovan Trumbull passes the ball around the 3-point arc here. Now to Jacob Slough. Bounce pass goes inside to Derrick Johnson. Down on the baseline, his shot's going to be blocked down by Stirrup. That's the 2nd block of the night for Zach. And the ball is brought out of there by Tim Skoke. Skoke has got it now for St. Cecilia. Now Kevin Asher wants to call a timeout. Kevin Asher with his depleted lineup looking for some offense out there tonight. 6 minutes and 15 seconds to play in the first half. We've got a timeout with a score. Donovan Trumbull 10, St. Cecilia 4.
It's the clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings. They are the experts in glass repair and replacement for commercial and residential windshields and machinery glass. Jeff and Brent remind us with colder and winter weather coming, get those rock chips repaired to avoid more damage or cracking. Auto Glass Experts will even come to you. For mobile service, call 463-0025. 463-0025. Auto Glass Experts, 405 West J Street. That's West Highway 6, just east of Custom Pack in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, 6 minutes and 15 seconds to play here in the second quarter. It is 10-4. Donovan Trumbull out on top. The Cardinals have come out to win their first two ball games this year over Blue Hill and St. Paul. Hastings St. Cecilia has lost their first two games to SCOTUS and to Bishop Newman. Donovan Trumbull, the more aggressive team here in the first couple of minutes of this ballgame. 10-4 is the score. There's St. Cecilia working out down on the baseline. It's shot by Hannon. He's going to be tied up on the play, but a foul is going to be called. Going up with Hannon on the shot with Skyler Sullivan. He commits the personal foul. That's the second foul now on Skyler Sullivan. Going to the free throw line for St. Cecilia is going to be Mike Hannon. Hannon has not shot a free throw so far this season. He's averaging 4 points per ball game. Shot is up there. The shot is going to be no good. St. Cecilia now 0 out of 3 from the free throw line. Again, a 43% shooting ball club early in the season here from the line. Score is still 10-4. Next shot is up there. It's good. So Hannon gets one of two to go down, and St. Cecilia finally gets on the board here. But a long drought for the Blue Hawks. 10-5 now. Donovan Trumbull is out to a 5-point lead. Here's a Jordan Slough with the ball. He throws it to the far side. It's right through the fingertips of Skyler Sullivan, and the ball brought down here on the turnover. That's the fourth turnover on Donovan Trumbull. St. Cecilia back with the ball. Here's a Mike Hannon. Hannon dribbling with the ball out here in three-point territory. Gets it to a Chase Bassett. Now to a Stirrup over here on the wing. Here's a jumper put up there by Hannon. That's going to be no good. The ball goes up over the glass and out of play. 5.5 minutes to play here in the first half. 10-5. Donovan Trumbull has got the lead over Hastings St. Cecilia. The Hawks now retreating back here in defense. Donovan Trumbull will bring the ball up here. Jordan Slough has got it on the dribble. Slough, right-handed dribble. Now he switches hands as he approaches at the 10-second line. Saints to say in their man-to-man defense. Here's Jacob Slough with the ball. Big guy out top is Garrett Bundy. He handles the ball now against Stirrup. Out of the top of the key, that's a Slough with the ball. Now to a Jordan Slough. He's picked up there by Mike Hannon of Saints to say. Over the wing is Bundy. Bundy now to Slough at the top of the circle. Hops inside, loses control of the ball, picks up the basketball down in the corner of the right side. Gets it out now to Cook, who's into the ball game. Over to Bundy on the far side, picked up by Stirrup. He drives the ball toward the hole, dishes off underneath the basket there to Cook. He has it slapped out of his hands. It's rolling loose, and it's picked up here by Jacob Slough. Slough now comes to the near side. Bundy holds it. Down to Slough. He holds it right in front of the St. Cecilia bench. Down to 4:43 to play. Slough has it tipped away, and it's picked up by St. Cecilia on the turnover. Mike Hannon back the other way to get it to Kissinger. Drive, shoots, and scores. Matt Kissinger scores for St. Cecilia. That's his first field goal. And now Donovan Trumbull wants to call a timeout. The Cardinals want to call a timeout. 4 minutes and 30 seconds to play. Here in the second quarter, we'll take a break with a score. Donovan Trumbull 10, Hastings St. Cecilia 7.
Bring the splendor of the holiday season to your home or office. Say it with flowers from Bob Sass Flowers. Centerpieces, door pieces, wreaths, trimmings, holiday banquets, and shop the oohs and ahs level for more seasonal and holiday gift ideas at Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
Your health is the number one concern at Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings. Burt's continues to take care of you with the best over-the-counter service. Free delivery 6 days a week, home health care products, and personal service. All this and much more at Burt's Drug Store, downtown Hastings, and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
1230 KHAS.
In the first quarter, St. Cecilia was 2 out of 9 from the field, 22%. Donovan Trumbull, 2 out of 8 for 25%. Rebounds were tied up at 5. St. Cecilia had 3 turnovers. Donovan Trumbull had 1. St. Cecilia from the 3-point line was 0 out of 2. Donovan Trumbull was 1 out of 3. The Blue Hawks right now trailing Donovan Trumbull by a score of 10-7. Third game of the season for these two teams. Donovan Trumbull has got it following the timeout. Jacob Slough has got it here on the wing on the right side. Directing some traffic out there. Finally gets the ball into the hands of Jordan Slough. The brothers of Jeremiah Slough out there now for Donovan Trumbull. High post. Skyler Sullivan has got it. Brings the ball out here in three-point territory. Holds it. Now to a Jordan Slough. Halfway through the second quarter. St. Cecilia trailing by 3. Slough has got the ball deep in the corner on the right side. Comes out between the rings now to Jacob Slough. Now to Jordan Slough. They kind of play catch with things here. Sullivan sets a screen. Slough moves it to the left side of the lane. Now loses control of the ball. Picks it up down to the baseline. Out of left side. Here's a pass that's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Stirrup. Running back the other way. Kissinger. Shot no good. Rebound Stirrup. His shot no good. Tip try by Stirrup up and in. So Stirrup gets the tap. A couple of taps there. 10-9 is the score now. Donovan Trumbull leading by just 1. Cardinals had a 6-point lead a little while ago. St. Cecilia has scored the last 5 points here in the ballgame. Here's a long-range jumper by Sullivan. Good off-balance shot down on the baseline right side. Skyler Sullivan with 9 points in the basketball game for Donovan Trumbull. 12-9 is the score now. Cardinals with a three-point lead. And now Donovan Trumbull will attack right here at the 10-second line. Mike Cannon has got it in the offensive zone for St. Cecilia over here to Bassett. Here's a pass is deflected, but it's picked up out here by Kissinger. He takes it to the top of the three-point circle, wings it down on the baseline. That's going to go to Bassett. Out to Kissinger, back down to Bassett. Bassett holds it. An alley-oop pass comes back out on top to Kissinger. St. Cecilia looking for some offense here. Mike Cannon, free throw line extended right side to lob it in the lane. The ball is deflected away from Sheehy. Ball is loose. It goes to the far side. Sheehy saves it. Gets it to Hannon underneath the bucket to Bassett. His shot is up and in, and he's fouled. So St. Cecilia stays after it. Not the way you draw it up on the old blackboard, but ball tipped away a couple of times. Nice save over there on the far sideline by Sheehy. They kept after it. Bassett gets the field goal, and he is fouled in a play here. Bristol's whistle on Skyler Sullivan. That's going to be the third foul on Skyler Sullivan. So Skyler, who's out there with 9 points, is going to have to come to the sidelines now with three personal fouls. And going to the free throw line for St. Cecilia will be Chase Bassett. Ian Askey comes into the ball game now for Donovan Trumbull. He's a 6 foot sophomore. Chase Bassett to the free throw line to try to make this a 3-point play, trying to tie this baby up. Bassett's free throw is up there. It's off of the back iron. No good. Battle for the loose ball. It's picked up by Bassett on the right side. St. Cecilia keeps it alive. Here's Stirrup. Jump pass to Tino. Down in the corner for three. Shot no good. Rebound tapped out of bounds. And it's going to be Donovan Trumbull ball. Now the other official hops in there. They're going to have a little conference down here. They're going to give the ball to St. Cecilia. They'll give the ball to St. Cecilia. 12-11 is the score. 2 minutes and 25 seconds to play. Here in the second quarter from the Chapman Gymnasium, Caesar Tino will play things in for St. Cecilia down in the corner now to Stirrup. Stirrup dribbles with the ball. He is tripped, and we're going to have a blocking foul there called on Derek Johnson. Johnson picks up his first personal foul for Donovan Trumbull. That's going to be team foul number 5 on the Cardinals, so a non-shooting situation here. Tim Skoke will play things in out for the far sideline for the Blue Hawks. Skoke, ball high above his head, gets it into a Chase Bassett on the dribble, takes it down on the baseline. They shovel the ball inside now to Stirrup, and he throws the ball out of bounds. Stirrup turns around, threw it to the near sideline, and they threw it out of bounds. 12-11 to score. Hastings St. Cecilia trailing by a point. Donovan Trumbull with the ball. Jordan Slough gets it out to Askey. They move it back out to Slough. Now to Jacob Slough, to Jordan over there on the left side. St. Cecilia still in the man-to-man. Cesar Tino comes out here to meet Jordan Slough. Jordan drives it inside the free throw circle, gives it up. They give it to Jacob Slough. Little ball fake, takes it to the free throw line. A shot no good. Rebound Bundy, a shot no good. Rebound Bundy, follow shot good. Jared Bundy scores there. That's his first field goal. And Donovan Trumbull now out to a 3-point advantage, 14-11. Here's St. Cecilia back with the ball. Matt Kissinger down the right sideline to Tino. Tino now to Stirrup. Entry pass into the lane. Bassett grabs it. His shot is up there. No good. He's hammered on the arm. Askey picks up the personal foul for Donovan Trumbull. That's going to be his first. So Ian Askey picks up the personal foul there for Donovan Trumbull. And going back to the free throw line for St. Cecilia is Chase Bassett. The Blue Hawks now 1 out of 5 from the free throw line tonight. Bassett will have a couple of shots here. His first one is no good. End of the ball game now for St. Cecilia. Mike Cannon coming out will be Tim Skoke. 14-11, St. Cecilia trailing here in this one. Bassett will have one more as he eyes the bucket here, lets it fly, and that one is going to be short. And the rebound comes down to Bundy of Donovan Trumbull. Here come the Cardinals now with a 3-point lead. Jordan Slough has got the ball. Goes over to Jacob Slough. Moves it down on the baseline, falling down with a basketball down there. And a traveling violation is called. Traveling violation is called. There is Derek Johnson. Falls down on the hardwood. Is hit with a traveling violation. The 7th turnover on Donovan Trumbull here in the ballgame. 14-11. Donovan Trumbull with the lead. St. Cecilia with the ball. Matt Kissinger down the right sideline. Kissinger, right side of the lane, pulls up inside the three-point arc. Comes cross-court, now to Tino. He drives inside, and the basketball slapped away, and then he is fouled in the play. Cesar Tino trying to drive the ball in the hole there for St. Cecilia. Fouled in the play by the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals. It's going to go on Bundy. That's going to be his second. Skyler Sullivan already on the bench with 4 personal fouls for Donovan Trumbull. Going, actually, 3 personal fouls for Sullivan. Cesar Tino goes to the free throw line now for St. Cecilia. He's a 75% foul shooter in the first 2 weeks. He's 3 out of 4. Grady Cook coming into the ball game now for Donovan Trumbull. So Tino to the free throw line. 1:05 left here in the second quarter. Tino will have a couple of shots right here. Tino eyes the bucket. Shot is in the air, and that one is down through the hole. Cesar Tino will have one more. 14-12 is the score. Donovan Trumbull ready to inbound the ball there, but Cesar will have one more here for the Blue Hawks. 1:05 remaining here in the second quarter. St. Cecilia trailed 6-4 at the end of the first quarter. Caesar's next shot is up there. That one is going to be good, so he hits a pair of free throws. End of the ball game now for St. Cecilia. Kevin Ryan. Cesar Tino comes to the bench. 14-13. Donovan Trumbull leading by a 1 point here. Boys High School basketball action at the Chapman Gymnasium. Great crowd on hand here for the second week of the 2010-2011 high school basketball season here tonight. Jordan Slough has got the ball for Donovan Trumbull. Goes over to Jacob Slough on the wing. Jacob looking to penetrate, drives the ball toward the basket, and then retreats back out here. Jacob on the dribble. Comes out to Jordan Slough between the rings. Now backs up near the 10-second line. We'll see if Dave Ullman, he likes to go for the final shot here for Donovan Trumbull. We're down to 35 seconds to go, and now we got an over-and-back violation called here on Donovan Trumbull. An over-and-back violation called. Jordan Slough was parallel right here at the 10-second line. And we are sitting right on the 10-second line. I think St. Cecilia got a break right there. We're sitting right here at midcourt at the Chapman Gymnasium. He had a good 2 feet yet before he was going to go in the backcourt there. So the officials blow one right there. St. Cecilia will get it on the Donovan Trumbull turnover. Now the Hawks have a chance here to go for the final shot. Maybe take the lead before halftime. There's a Matt Kissinger with the ball to Tino. Comes over here to Hannon. Not a Tino at the point. Tino brings it back to Hannon. Now to Tino. He looks at the clock. We're down to 10 seconds to go. Matt Kissinger takes it down to the baseline. Dribbles underneath the basket. Bounce pass over here to Tino. He drives for the hole. Shot no good. Ball slapped around. It's loose. It is picked up here by Stoke. His shot is up there. It's no good. And that is the end of the first half of play. That's the end of the first half of play in boys high school basketball action here tonight. The score at halftime, Donovan Trumbull 14, Hastings St. Cecilia 13. You're listening to high school basketball on 1230 KHAS.
Witt Plumbing does residential, commercial, and farm plumbing from new construction, remodeling, repairs and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, water softeners, and septic tank installation. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings. Call 463-4664.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Did you know that Beeman's Appliance has many brands of new appliances? Beeman's Appliance is your local sales and service dealer for new appliances for refrigeration, kitchen, and laundry. Why shop anywhere else when you can conveniently shop local and save money? And if you're in the market for something used, Beeman's also has a good selection of used appliances. For more information, call 462-2311 or stop by Beeman's Appliance Sales and Service at 727 East Park Street. And remember, Beeman's Appliance services what they sell.
1230 KHAS.
Back at the Chapman Gymnasium, Hastings St. Cecilia and Donovan Trumbull squaring off here tonight in boys high school play. 14-13 is our score. Donovan Trumbull has got the lead. Had only 10 points scored between the two teams in the first quarter. Donovan Trumbull led 6-4 after one. The Cardinals increase their lead to 10-4 early in the second quarter before St. Cecilia scores 5 straight points to pull within 1 at 10-9. Donovan Trumbull went ahead 14-11. And now it's 14-13 here at halftime with St. Cecilia trailing by 1 point here in the ballgame. And the other high schools are also playing doubleheaders tonight. The Adams Central Patriots are on the road playing at Centura in a girls-boys basketball doubleheader. Hastings High Tigers playing 2 games up at the Tiger Gym tonight against the Holdridge Dusters. Hastings St. Cecilia winning in the girls' ball game earlier tonight. Final score of 74-26. St. Cecilia led 13-8. After the first quarter of play was 28-14 at halftime. St. Cecilia then outscores Donovan Trumbull at the start of the second quarter, actually the start of the third quarter, of 17-2. They outscore him in the third period 27-6. At the end of three, St. Cecilia had control of the ball game at 55-20. They go on to win by the score of 74-26. So St. Cecilia now 3-0 in the season. Donovan Trumbull drops to no wins and three losses. St. Cecilia got 18 points tonight from Lexi Schmidt, 15 from Chanel Farmer, and 10 for Libby Kissinger. Leading the way for Donovan Trumbull in the girls' game tonight was Kaylee Glover. She had 7 points, and Kirsten Sullivan had 6. St. Cecilia will play Blue Hill tomorrow night here at the Chapman Gymnasium. Donovan Trumbull returns home to take on former Hastings College women's basketball player Jamie Lipker, who is now the head coach over at Harvard. It'll be Harvard taking on Donovan Trumbull tomorrow night in Donovan. 14-13, the score here at halftime. Donovan Trumbull has got the lead over Hastings St. Cecilia. He'll come back and check the numbers in the first half as we continue on 1230 KHAS.
5 Points Bank of Hastings is the fastest growing bank in Hastings for several reasons. We have made a commitment to offer competitive loan and deposit rates and to proudly have the best customer service in Hastings. With our 3 convenient banking locations, we have the most banking offices in Hastings. One of these locations is sure to be close to you. Stop in, visit with one of our bankers, and see firsthand why 5 Points Bank of Hastings is the better bank. Member FDIC.
Rivals Bar and Grill is now serving breakfast Saturday and Sunday mornings. All your breakfast favorites, eggs, toast, pancakes, omelets, breakfast, steak. Menu items start at $2.99. Breakfast at Rivals, Saturday morning 7 to 11, Sunday 7 to noon. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East in Hastings.
Scores, stories, schedules, sports photos. Follow the Hastings and area high school teams and athletes and the Hastings College Broncos in the Hastings Tribune. And online, hastingstribune.com. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, go to hastingstribune.com.
It's not too late to get in on the best deal in the area, Hastings College Crimson Connection. Only $55 gets your entire family into great Hastings College athletic and cultural events for the rest of the academic year. A Crimson Connection membership admits you to all men's basketball, women's basketball, wrestling, baseball, and softball contests for the rest of the school year. This same membership also gets you into Hastings College cultural events, including theater productions, band concerts, and choir concerts. Hastings College Crimson Connection, just $55 for your entire family through next June. Call 461-7327 to join now.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at halftime. Boys High School basketball action here tonight on 1230 KHAS. 14-13. Donovan Trumbull has got the lead. 9 points for Skylar Sullivan in the first half of play for Donovan Trumbull. He knocks down 1 3-pointer. He had 2 3-point field goals, but he also picked up 3 personal fouls. So Skylar sat for the final several minutes of that second quarter. Skylar Sullivan leading the way for Donovan Trumbull. He's got 9. Jordan Slough has got 3 points on a field goal, and he has 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. The only other guy who has scored for Donovan Trumbull was Garrett Bundy. He's got a field goal and 2 points. Racing St. Cecilia, they do have several guys in the scoring column. In fact, 6 guys have scored, but nobody with more than 4 points. Zach Stirrup has got 2 field goals and 4 points for St. Cecilia. He is 0 out of 2 from the free throw line. Ryan Sheehy has got a field goal for 2. Cesar Tino has got a couple of free throws, 2 points. Chase Bassett has got a field goal for 2. He is 0 of 2 from the free throw line. Matt Kissinger has got a field goal and 2 points. Mike Hannon, 1 out of 2 from the free throw line for 1. So it's 14-13. Hastings St. Cecilia trailing Donovan Trumbull in boys high school basketball action here at halftime. The Blue Hawks in the first half, a sizzling 26% from the field. They were 5 out of 19 in the first half for 26%. Meanwhile, Donovan Trumbull unofficially 6 out of 15 from the field for 40%. Rebounds right now, Hastings St. Cecilia has got 9. Donovan Trumbull has got 11 rebounds in the first half. 6 turnovers officially for Hastings St. Cecilia in the first half. Donovan Trumbull has got 6 as well. 3-point shooting, Hastings St. Cecilia zip for 6. They missed their first 6 three-pointers here in the ballgame. Donovan Trumbull, 1 out of 3 for 33%. And the Blue Hawks in the first half of play from the free throw line, connecting on 3 out of 7 for 43%. Donovan Trumbull, just 1 out of 2 for 50%. So St. Cecilia and their shooting woes continue here. Just 5 out of 19 from the field in the first half of play for 26% for Hastings St. Cecilia. 14-13. Despite the poor numbers there for the Hawks offensively, the Hawks within striking distance here, trailing by only 1 at halftime. Donovan Trumbull, 14. And Hastings Saints is sitting at 13, back with the second half after this.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
Sidelined from an injury? Recovering from a surgery? Whatever your ailment, physical therapy and sports rehab is the right choice for your physical and occupational therapy needs. We offer convenient hours from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, and our free Saturday morning sports clinic for local athletes from 8 to 10 a.m. The experienced and caring staff at PTSR works with all area physicians to provide the best in care for all types of injuries. The people you know and the name you trust. Log on to PTSRHastings.com or at 207 South Burlington in Hastings.
Insurance Plus Financial Services wants you to compare your homeowners and auto insurance. Insurance Plus is an Allied insurance agent. Allied, a nationwide company on your side. Let them compare and make sure you're not paying too much and also that your coverage is adequate. It's a simple process that could save you some money. With Allied Insurance Plus, you'll know that should something happen, you're covered. Allied, a nationwide company on your side and Insurance Plus providing sound, trusted coverage. Insurance Plus Financial Services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington and Hastings. Call 461-4465.
1230 KHAS.
Well, back to the Chapman Gymnasium, 14-13. Donovan Trumbull out of top here in the basketball game here tonight. And the Blue Hawks playing a little bit shorthanded for the next several weeks. You mentioned the pregame show. Joel Groffel is out for a while. He's got a broken arm. Simon Ostrander still recovering from that football injury in about the second or third week of the season when he had his knee blown out there, so he is done for a while. Philip Hamburger was determined earlier this week that he suffered a broken collarbone during the state football playoffs, so Hamburger is on the shelf for several weeks. Jameson Esch had a knee injury during practice this week, and he is out probably for the season. Also, Jordan Consbrook suffered a knee injury during the football season, and he is out for an extended period of time. Coach Kevin Asher hopes to get some of those guys back by February. This just in, the sub-districts start at the end of February and then the state tournament on in the March. So those guys basically are lost for the season. They hope to maybe get them back for the last couple of weeks of the season. But the guys, St. Cecilia, have got out there right now. Are going to have to carry the team for a while. Zach Stirrup had only 4 points in the first half for St. Cecilia. He missed a couple of free throws, but they have not been able to get him involved in the offense so far. Donovan Trumbull sagging back on some guys that have not scored a whole lot for the Blue Hawks for the first 2 weeks, and they're using those extra guys back here in the paint. They've got Stirrup all covered up. So St. Cecilia has got the ball to begin this second half of play. They'll shoot to our basket to our right. Here's a Mike Cannon angling in from the wing on the left side, can't put up a shot. They work it back around to the corner on the right side, Chase Bassett. Jump pass comes back out on top to Hannon. Hannon now to Matt Kissinger. Gets away. Drives it to the free throw line. Puts it up there. Shot rims off. No good. Rebound Bassett. Gets it back to a wide open Stirrup at the free throw line. His shot no good. Rebound is loose. It goes to the far side. St. Cecilia saves it. Nice play there by Kissinger. Saves it from going out of bounds. They get it to Bassett. Now to Kissinger. Down in the corner to Mike Hannon. So three shots here for St. Cecilia. There's a pass out on top to Kissinger. We got a foul called. A foul is going to go here on Jacob Slough of Donovan Trumbull. So Slough picks up his first. That's the first team foul on Donovan Trumbull here in the second half of play. 7:18 remaining in the third quarter. It is 14-13. Donovan Trumbull stays with this 2-3 zone defense. Here's a Hannon with the ball on the wing on the left side. Puts a man in the air. That's Slough, but he can't put up a shot. Mike Hannon dribbles with the ball. Bounce pass comes down here in the corner on the right side to Kissinger. Lobs it inside to Stirrup. Grabs the ball. Goes up. Misses. No good. Rebound Stirrup. Puts it up there left-handed. A shot. No good. Rebound Sheehy, and a foul is called. So Zach Stirrup misses a couple of bunnies right in front of the basket. And now we have got a foul call in St. Cecilia on the rebound. The Hawks going to be guilty of a personal foul that's going to go on Ryan Sheehy. That's going to be his third. So now one of the big guys in foul trouble here for St. Cecilia. Three fouls on Ryan Sheehy. Skoke is going to come into the ballgame. Sheehy will come out. So Sheehy comes to the bench. And now Skoke comes in there. Tim Skoke into the ball game. Here's Donovan Trumbull with the ball back in their offensive end. Sullivan has got it. Sullivan now to Jordan Slough, over here to Jacob Slough. Jacob spins at the elbow left side, comes out here in the 3 points area. Torrey can't put up a shot. Now to Jordan Slough, over there on the wing to Skyler Sullivan. Pounds it inside. Now to the free throw line to Bundy. Bundy moves it left side of the lane. Bounce pass down in the corner to Slough. Slough dribbling up high again. Circles around, takes it into the paint. Tries to put a man in the air and can't do it. Out to Skyler Sullivan. Sullivan now to Jordan Slough. Donovan Trumbull very patient here on this particular possession. We played a minute and 45 seconds here in the second half. No one has scored yet. Jordan Slough with the ball as he works with it out here toward the 10-second line against Mike Cannon. Just one-on-one. Slough gets away. Now angles toward the basket. Gives it up now to a Jacob Slough. Slough hopping inside. Runs into the defender. No foul called. Out to Slough at the top of the key. His shot is up there. No good. Ball tapped out. Foul called. Derrick Johnson going to be guilty of a personal foul and a rebound. It's going to be number two on Derrick Johnson. That's going to be the first team foul on Donovan Trumbull here in the second half of play. It is still 14-13. Donovan Trumbull has got a one-point lead over Hastings St. Cecilia in the second half of boys high school basketball. Mike Cannon has got the ball, gets it across the midcourt stripe down to Chase Bassett. Donovan Trumbull drops back into that zone defense. There's a trap over there on the wing. They take it down to the baseline. A shot by Skok, no good. Offensive rebound to Hannon. Hannon brings it out here to Skok. His shot for three is up there, misses that shot. And the rebound comes down to Bundy. St. Cecilia cannot throw the ball in the ocean. Here's Slough into the lane, gets it out to Sullivan. His shot from 17 rims off, no good. Rebound, Jordan Slough. Slough down in the corner, sends it inside to Bundy. Stirrup right behind him. Bundy gives it up. Down to Slough on the baseline. His shot good. Jordan Slough hits one for Donovan Trumbull. He's got 5 points in the ballgame. 16-13. Donovan Trumbull now leading by three. St. Cecilia back with the ball as we approach the five-minute mark here in the third quarter. Here's a Skok with the ball. Two-handed pass goes to the far side. Mike Hannon has got it. Hannon comes out now to Matt Kissinger. Kissinger back to Hannon. Back to Kissinger out here in three-point territory. Back on the left side to Mike Hannon. Looking at this zone defense. Stirrup trying to come up now, post up right at the free throw line. They can't get in the ball. Good defense here by Donovan Trumbull. There's Bassett down in the baseline. Drives that baseline. Goes inside down to Stirrup. Spins around and throws the ball out of bounds. Seven turnovers on Hastings St. Cecilia here in the basketball game. They got Stirrup the ball right in front of the basket. Instead of going up for the shot, he tried to dish it off on the short baseline left side and threw it out of bounds. 16-13, Donovan Trumbull with a three-point lead. Cardinals have the basketball. Jordan Slough, left-handed dribble across the timeline. Picked up here by Mike Cannon. Slough gets away around the screen. Now moves it to the right side of the lane. His shot's way off the mark. No good. Rebound, Skyler Sullivan. His shot, no good. Rebound, Stirrup. Stirrup gets the ball to Matt Kissinger. St. Cecilia can tie here. And now we got a blocking foul. Tim Skok trying to set a screen. And he's hit with a personal foul. Skok is hit with a personal foul, an illegal screen out here. He's going to come out of the ball game, and Kevin's not happy with that one. And he's going to let Skok know about it as he comes to the bench. 16-13, 4 minutes and 15 seconds to play. St. Cecilia looking for their first win of the season here tonight. But the Hawks are not shooting the ball real well here in this one. Here's Jordan Slough with the ball. Slough for Donovan Trumbull. Works out here against Mike Cannon. Slough bounce pass inside to Bundy. His shot is up and in, and he's fouled in the play. A pick and roll by Bundy. Set the screen. Rolls down the lane. Slough got him the ball. Bundy goes and scores. He's now got 4 points, and he's fouled in the play. Cesar Tino picking up the personal foul for St. Cecilia. That's going to be his second. So Garrett Bundy to the free throw line now for Donovan Trumbull to try to make this a three-point play. His shot is in the air, and the shot is good. Garrett Bundy, they execute the pick and roll beautifully that time, and they get a three-point play out of the thing. 19-13. St. Cecilia has now scored 5-0 here in the third quarter, and now an over-and-back violation. Cesar Tino comes to a Matt Kissinger at an over-and-back violation as they were working against the Donovan Trumbull pressure. These are just mistakes that you would make with inexperience. That's exactly what we're seeing here tonight. Kevin Asher now wants to call a timeout. 3 minutes and 43 seconds to play in the third quarter. We'll take a break with the score. Donovan Trumbull, 19. Hastings St. Cecilia, 13.
You're out looking for cars. You pull slowly into the lot. You stop, look, and no one's there. You sigh in relief. Ease out of your car, then. They come flocking out like wild vultures. Car shopping doesn't have to be that way. At Kerr Chevrolet, they treat you with respect, with no pressure. So next time you're out driving lots, head over to Kerr Chevrolet and enjoy shopping for cars once again. 800 South Burlington Hastings are online at KerrChevrolet.com. Chevrolet, an American revolution.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball action here tonight at 1230 KHAS. Hastings St. Cecilia girls win the first ball game, 74-26 over Donovan Trumbull. The Cardinals have the lead here in the boys game, 19-13. We're in the third quarter. Been a defensive struggle here tonight. Each possession very important. Here's Slough. He drives the ball to the hole and loses control of the ball out of bounds. Jordan Slough loses the ball out of bounds. That's turnover number 9 on Donovan Trumbull. St. Cecilia's got 8. And now the Cardinals will attack here in backcourt. Here's Mike Cannon on the dribble for St. Cecilia. Jump pass comes to the near side to Kissinger. Now to Mike Cannon again to Cesar Tino. Tino will set things up. Now to Mike Cannon. They try the right side. They get it over here to Kissinger. Two-handed pass goes to Tino. Now down on the baseline, driving is Kevin Ryan, and he's in on the play. They got the ball to Ryan. He was angling in from the left corner. And a personal foul is called here on Donovan Trumbull. It's going to go on Bundy. That's going to be his third. Now Donovan Trumbull has got some guys in foul trouble. Skyler Sullivan had 3 in the first half. He's still got 3. Bundy just picked up his third there. Now Bundy's going to have to come out. And Taylor Williams comes in there. Donovan Trumbull, a much improved basketball team than we have seen in the past. Dave Ullman doing a great job there. The head man of the Cardinals. St. Cecilia will play things in. Mike Hannon has got it on the far side. Jump pass comes out to Kevin Ryan. Brings it back to Hannon down in the corner. Back out to Ryan. Nearly threw it over his head. Ryan goes back to a Mike Hannon in the corner for 3. Shot is going to be short. Ball is rebounded inside. A shot by Matt Kissinger is going to be short. And the ball is going to be brought out of there by Donovan Trumbull. Kissinger too far underneath the basket to really have a good shot at that one on the rebound. And Donovan Trumbull comes out of there with a board. 19-13. There's a Slough with the ball now to a Skyler Sullivan. His shot from the elbow is off the mark. No good. Rebound is loose. It's picked up there. Now it's lost on the baseline. It's picked up by Taylor Williams for Donovan Trumbull. His pass is intercepted by Ryan. Ryan gets the ball down to a Mike Cannon. Down the other way. Driving, shooting, and scoring is Matt Kissinger. Kissinger gets it on the Donovan Trumbull turnover. He scores on the other end. Kissinger now with 4 points in the ball game. It's 19-15. Donovan Trumbull now with a four-point lead. 2:15 to play in the third quarter. Here's a Skyler Sullivan for 3. Shot no good. And a rebound comes down to Kevin Ryan. That's probably the quickest shot they have taken in a long time. Here's Cesar Tino driving below. His shot is no good, and he's fouling the play. The Cardinals have been very patient on each and every possession. That was the quickest shot we have had out of any possession so far for Donovan Trumbull. It would not go. Cesar Tino now goes to the free throw line after being fouled in a play by Sullivan. That is the fourth foul on Skyler Sullivan. Dave Ullman is now out near the 10-second line to talk with one of the officials. Cesar Tino goes to the free throw line, 2 of 2 so far tonight. 2 points in the ball game. Cesar puts it up there, his shot good. End of the ball game now for St. Cecilia. Chase Bassett going out will be Mike Hannon. 19-16. Hastings St. Cecilia trailing by 3 points. 2:06 to play here in the third quarter from the Chapman Gym. Cesar Tino goes back to the free throw line here for Hastings St. Cecilia. The 5'11" sophomore puts it up there and scores. Cesar's done all of his damage from the free throw line tonight. Now 19-17 as St. Cecilia scored the last 4 points here in the ballgame. Here comes Jordan Slough back for Donovan Trumbull. Gets it out to Taylor Williams. Now to Jacob Slough. Jacob here on the deep left wing sends it back out between the rings to Williams. Now to Bundy on the far sideline. Bundy now to Jacob Slough. Slough holds the ball there, picked up by Kevin Ryan of St. Cecilia. Down to 1:40 left here in the third quarter. Donovan Trumbull with a 2-point lead, 19-17. Jordan Slough out here near the 10-second line. Donovan Trumbull making St. Cecilia play defense here in this one. Holding the ball in each and every possession. Jacob Slough comes to the near side to Derek Johnson. Johnson, two-handed pass, comes out to Williams. Williams over to Jacob Slough on the far sideline. Jacob dribbles inside, now throws up a long three-pointer. It's no good. Rebound comes down to Stirrup. Here come the Hawks now with a chance to tie with a two-point field goal. Kissinger down to Tino in a traveling violation. Cesar Tino had the ball deep in the corner on the right side. A little ball fake there. And he's whistled for the traveling violation. That's 10 turnovers on St. Cecilia here in the ball game. And now Dave Ullman wants to call a timeout. Donovan Trumbull calls a timeout here. 1:10 to play in the third quarter. We'll take a break with a score. Donovan Trumbull, 19. Hastings St. Cecilia, 17.
Did you know that Beeman's Appliance has many brands of new appliances?
Beeman's Appliance is your local sales and service dealer for new appliances for refrigeration, kitchen, and laundry. Why shop anywhere else when you can conveniently shop local and save money? And if you're in the market for something used, Beeman's also has a good selection of used appliances. For more information, call 462-2311 or stop by Beeman's Appliance Sales and Service at 727 East Park Street. And remember, Beeman's Appliance Services, what they sell.
1230 KHAS.
In the second half of play, St. Cecilia, 1 out of 11 from the field. Donovan Trumbull, 2 out of 7. It is 19-17. Tell you what, the football team's put more points on the scoreboard during the football playoffs than we're seeing here in basketball tonight between these two teams. Derry Johnson has got it for Donovan Trumbull. Comes over here to Slough. Now down on the baseline to Williams. Pass back out on top to Jacob Slough. Spins out here. Can't put up a shot. Jacob still with the ball. Now penetrates into the lane. Kicks it out here to Jordan Slough. Jordan Slough dribbling the ball. Takes it into the paint. Dumps it off down low. Derry Johnson can't control it. It's tipped out of his hands. Out of bounds. So Donovan Trumbull will play things in. 44 seconds to play here in the third quarter. 19-17. Donovan Trumbull with a lead here. The Cardinals looking for their third straight win to begin the season. Derry Johnson has got the ball out to Williams. Taylor Williams dribbles once. Now he's got to get rid of it. He does to the near side. Jordan Slough will pick it up. Slough comes out to Jacob Slough. Jacob dribbling with the ball with his right hand out here against the Saints to say a man-to-man. Right in his face out there is Kevin Ryan. Donovan Trumbull looks like they're going to go for the final shot here in the third quarter. We're down to 23 seconds to play. Jacob Slough now to Jordan Slough. Jordan on the right sideline. Dribbles with it here. Picked up by Cesar Tino. We're down to 13 seconds to play. Jordan Slough still with it. Jordan dribbling with the ball. Sends it down in the corner. That's a Garrett Bundy. Down to Slough. Dribbles inside. Forces up a shot. It's no good, and he's fouled in the play. And Jordan Slough will go to the free throw line. He is fouled in the play here by St. Cecilia. It's going to go on Stirrup. Zach Stirrup picks up his first foul. And going to the free throw line for Donovan Trumbull is going to be Jordan Slough. He's got 5 points in the ball game. 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. His shot is up there. It rims off. No good. Boy, both teams having a tough time putting up free throws here tonight. Donovan Trumbull just 2 out of 5 so far. St. Cecilia just 3 out of 8. 19-17. Hawks trailing by 2. Next shot is up there by Slough. It's good. Now 20-17. And now a foul called in backcourt here on Jordan Slough. St. Cecilia inbounds the ball to Cesar Tino. And Jordan Slough comes up and hacks him on the arm. That's the first foul on Slough. That's only the 15th foul on Donovan Trumbull, so no free throws here. 2.9 seconds to play in the third quarter. It's 20-17. Hawks trailing by 3. Askey's going to come back into the ball game now for Slough. So Ian Askey comes in, the 6-foot sophomore, for the final 2.9 seconds. They get the ball to Stirrup. Out of the near sideline to Kissinger. Shot at the buzzer is no good. St. Cecilia got a great look there. Stirrup came up and grabbed the ball right at the 10-second line. Stirrup immediately gets rid of it to Kissinger. Down in the corner on the right side, he had about a 15-foot jumper at the buzzer that would not go. And that is the end of the third quarter of play. Three quarters in the books tonight in boys high school basketball. The score, Donovan Trumbull 20, Hastings St. Cecilia 17.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
If you have problems with insects, rodents, or termites, call Gaspin Pest Control in Hastings. They're locally owned and operated. Gaspin Pest Control is licensed in Nebraska and Kansas and uses only EPA-approved chemical applications. That's Gaspin Pest Control. Call 463-2734.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College basketball tomorrow here on 1230 KHAS. Briarcliff in town to take on Hastings. At Lynn Farrell Arena, 2 o'clock for the women's game, 4 o'clock for the guys. Pre-game show at 1:45 here on 1230 KHAS. Nebraska will play TCU tomorrow at the Bob Devaney Sports Center. Airtime will be at 12 noon on the Breeze. KLIQ 94.5 FM. With a tip-off scheduled for 1 o'clock. Hastings St. Cecilia trailing Donovan Trumbull 20-17 to start the fourth quarter. Donovan Trumbull with the opening possession here. Jordan Slough has got it left side of the lane. Donovan Trumbull has been very patient all night long. Williams has got it. Williams down to Bundy, picked up by Stirrup. Bundy from the free throw line, puts it up to the shot, no good. The ball tapped out of there and is picked up by St. Cecilia. Tim Skoke has got the ball, now to Cesar Tino. Tino now to Matt Kissinger. Into the offensive zone, they lob it inside to a Stirrup. Double team, triple team, throws it out here. Here's a long range jumper by Cesar Tino, no good, and rebound Bundy. As Stirrup had the ball there, he was triple teamed inside. Cesar Tino was wide open. Back the other way, driving layup good by Jacob Slough. Jacob Slough scores. He's got 2 points. 22-17. Donovan Trumbull has now opened up a 5-point lead. Here's a Matt Kissinger with the ball to Cesar Tino. Now to Kissinger. Kissinger goes over to the left side to a Mike Hannon. Now to Kissinger. Now to Hannon again. Donovan Trumbull stays in his zone defense. It's been pretty effective here tonight. Matt Kissinger with the ball. Now to Cesar Tino as it tipped away. Cesar picks it back up. Down in the corner to Tim Skoke. Drives the baseline. Jump pass comes inside. That is a Stirrup. The ball is shot. It's up and in. Zach Stirrup steps out to about a little 8-footer from the right side of the lane, just to the right side. It's now 22-19. A 3-point lead for Donovan Trumbull. Cardinals have the ball back the other way. Jordan Slough has got it now for Donovan Trumbull. Comes over here to a Jacob Slough. Jacob dribbling with the ball. St. Cecilia in a man-to-man defense. Jacob Slough, now to Derek Johnson. Two-handed pass comes out on top to Williams. Williams over on the right side. Here's Slough for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound Bundy. He goes back up and shot's blocked down by Stirrup. Ball is recovered here by Slough. Lobs it down low to Williams. A shot no good. Rebound loose and is picked up by Tim Skoke. Donovan Trumbull gets three shots to the bucket there and cannot convert. Now it's a 3-point lead for the Cardinals at 22-19. Hawks have the ball back in their offensive zone. Mike Hannon holds it out here. Now puts it on the floor. Jump pass goes down in the corner on the right side to Kissinger. Cross-court pass to Cesar Tino down in the corner. Bounce pass inside, tipped away from Stirrup out of bounds. End of the ball game. Ryan Sheehy now for St. Cecilia, replacing Skoke. Sheehy will play with three personal fouls. 5:38 to play in the ball game. Hastings St. Cecilia trailing Donovan Trumbull on a score of 22-19. In the third quarter, Donovan Trumbull, 2 out of 7 from the field, 28%. St. Cecilia just 1 out of 11 for 9% shooting in that third quarter for the Hawks. St. Cecilia with again. Here's a Cesar Tino from the corner. His shot is going to be no good. Rebound Bundy. Bundy has got it for Donovan Trumbull. Gets it away now. Here come the Cardinals back the other way. That's Skyler Sullivan with the ball. Sullivan comes out in the three-point territory to a Jordan Slough. Puts it on the floor. Goes over to Brian Linneman, who's into the ball game for the first time. Linneman down in the corner, now to Sullivan. Donovan Trumbull has got it in the hands of Jordan Slough again, with Mike Hannon picking him up defensively. Slough dribbling with the ball. We're down to 5 minutes to play here in the fourth quarter, 22-19. Hastings St. Cecilia trailing by three. Slough drives for the hole. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Misses the driving layup, and the rebound comes down to Hannon. Mike Hannon has got it on the floor. He dribbles into the forward court. Now to Cesar Tino. Drives the baseline. It's cut off. Tino in trouble. Comes out here in the three-point territory to Hannon. Hannon now to Matt Kissinger. Kissinger brings it back to Hannon on the left wing. Pass comes to the right side of the lane now to a Stirrup to Tino. To Kissinger. Now they get it back to Stirrup. He drives for the hole. His shot is up and in. After the pass by Sheehy in the lane, they got it to Stirrup. And Zach scores for St. Cecilia. He's fouled in the play. The bucket counts. Stirrup now with 8 points in the ballgame. Derek Johnson picks up the foul. That's going to be his third. So now Zach Stirrup goes to the free throw line. He's 0 of 2 so far tonight. And he can tie this baby up at 22. St. Cecilia had 8 rebounds in the third quarter, 3 for Donovan Trumbull. St. Cecilia did not attempt a 3-pointer. Donovan Trumbull was 0 out of 1. But the Hawks hitting only 1 out of 11 from the field in that third quarter for 9%. Shot from the free throw line is no good for Stirrup. He's now 0 of 3. So Donovan Trumbull maintains their lead. Cardinals 22, Hastings St. Cecilia 21. Jacob Slough with the ball now for Donovan Trumbull. On the dribble here in the left side of the lane, out here in three-point territory. Now we got a timeout. Dave Ullman is up for the Cardinals and wants to call a timeout. We got 4 minutes and 19 seconds to play in the fourth quarter from the Chapman Gymnasium. We'll take a break with a score. Donovan Trumbull 22, Hastings St. Cecilia 21.
Relax. It's Rheem. If you're looking for the most economical, energy-efficient way to heat and cool your home, you can relax with the Rheem heat pump. Rheem heat pumps keep your home as comfortable as ordinary cooling and heating systems, but cost less to operate, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem heat pumps at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street, Hastings. Call 462-9190.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Part Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keith's Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
1230 KHAS.
4 minutes and 19 seconds to play here in the basketball game, 22-21. Donovan Trumbull has got the lead. Zach Stirrup so far, 8 points for Hastings St. Cecilia. He's leading the way for the Hawks. Skyler Sullivan has got 9 for Donovan Trumbull. He has not scored here in the second half. Sullivan has had a lot of pine time here. He's got 4 personal fouls. So 4:19 to play in the basketball game. Donovan Trumbull looking for their 3rd straight win to start this season. Hastings St. Cecilia looking for their 1st win of the season here tonight. Jordan Slough has got the ball. Donovan Trumbull spreads the floor now out here near the 10-second line. They've got 3 guys out here. They got to run some clock. We'll find out. Skyler Sullivan has got it. Sullivan goes out to a Jordan Slough. St. Cecilia's got only 14 fouls here in this second half of play, so they got a couple of wastes before they send Donovan Trumbull to the free throw line. And now Jordan Slough loses the ball. And now a traveling violation here in backcourt. Jordan Slough lost the ball. Ryan Sheehy runs into Matt Kissinger with the ball and they're whistling for the traveling violation. So St. Cecilia got the turnover to maybe give them the lead at the offensive end here. And St. Cecilia commits a crucial turnover in backcourt. 3:49 to play in the ballgame, 22-21. Donovan Trumbull with a 1-point lead. Jordan Slough has got the ball now as he'll work back here against Mike Hannon. Steps it across the midcourt stripe. And now Donovan Trumbull has got it in their offensive zone. Jordan Slough driven with the ball out here. Mike Hannon chasing. 3.5 to play here in the ballgame. Donovan Trumbull, 22. Hastings St. Cecilia, 21. Jordan Slough working against Hannon. Behind his screen from Bundy, moves it to the far side, and a foul is going to be called on Stirrup. Stirrup picks up his 2nd personal foul. That's going to only going to be team foul number 5 on St. Cecilia, so no free throws here. And Donovan Trumbull will play things in on the far side. We're down to 3 minutes and 24 seconds to play. 22-21, Donovan Trumbull leading. It was 14-13. Donovan Trumbull had the lead at halftime. Jordan Slough gets the ball now and retreats all the way back here in the backcourt. Now he loses control of the ball and goes out of bounds. Jordan Slough went all the way back to the back line, the St. Cecilia back end line, to run some time off of the clock, and then he lost control of the ball as he was bringing it back up the floor right in front of the Blue Hawk bench. That's going to be turnover number 11 on the Cardinals. So now Hastings St. Cecilia can pull ahead here with a field goal. Cesar Tino has got the ball to Matt Kissinger. Kissinger angles in. His running one-hander is up there. He banks one home. Matt Kissinger hits the field goal. And now St. Cecilia has got the lead. 23-22 with 3:06 to play. Kissinger hitting a runner there toward the basket. He gets St. Cecilia the advantage. Now Donovan Trumbull has got the ball. Skyler Sullivan has got it. Sullivan goes to Slough on the far side. Slough dribbling with the ball. Comes back out here into three-point territory. 2:50 to play. Here's a Jacob Slough. Gets into the free throw line. A jumper put up there and in. Derek Johnson scores. Donovan Trumbull reclaims the lead. 24-23 with 2:40 to play. Here's St. Cecilia working with the ball back the other way. Cesar Tino has got it here on the right sideline. Cesar holds it. Cesar hops into the lane. Jump pass over to Kissinger. His shot up there is going to be no good. Battle for the rebound. Donovan Trumbull has got it. Derek Johnson has got it for the Cardinals. Johnson out of Jacob Slough. Now Donovan Trumbull will run as much time as they can here as Slough watches the official count the time off here in backcourt. He gets it in the offensive zone. And now we got a timeout. Donovan Trumbull using every available second they can right here to hang on. Timeout, Donovan Trumbull. 2 minutes and 13 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. Donovan Trumbull, 24. Hastings St. Cecilia, 23.
It's the clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings. They are the experts in glass repair and replacement for commercial and residential windshields and machinery glass. Jeff and Brent remind us with colder and winter weather coming, get those rock chips repaired to avoid more damage or cracking. Auto Glass experts will even come to you. For mobile service, call 463-0025. 463-0025. Auto Glass experts, 405 West J Street. That's West Highway 6, just east of Custom Pack in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Great crowd on hand here at the Chapman Gymnasium here tonight. High school basketball on 1230 KHIS, also online at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming sponsored by Hastings College. Winner of the GPAC All-Sports Trophy the past 2 years. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. So St. Cecilia had a brief lead here in the fourth quarter, 23-22. Donovan Trumbull scored in the last possession to make it 24-23. And the Cardinals now have the ball again. We're down to 2:05 left here in the fourth quarter. Donovan Trumbull has got the ball. They're running some time out here. Slough gets it to Jordan Slough. Jordan dribbling out here near the 10-second line. Penetrating, and now it's contact made, and a foul is going to be called. Chase Bassett going to be whistled for the personal foul. That's going to be his first. We're down to 1:54 to play. Possession arrow is pointing in favor of St. Cecilia down the stretch. St. Cecilia with six team fouls. Donovan Trumbull has got six. Again, the Cardinals throw the ball into the backcourt. Here's Jordan Slough will approach the midcourt stripe. Now he gets it across there against Cesar Tino. There's a Skyler Sullivan with the ball. St. Cecilia attacking all over the place. Donovan Trumbull's done a good job here running some clock, and now the ball is out of bounds. Who touched it? That's going to be the official's whip, and they're going to give the ball to St. Cecilia. Off of the fingertips of Garrett Bundy. So Donovan Trumbull running some clock here. They turn the ball over as Bundy can't handle the pass here on the near side. Now we're down to 90 seconds to go. St. Cecilia is down by a point, 24-23. Stirrup grabs the ball, and Kevin Asher hops up. He wants to call a timeout. Stirrup got rid of it to a Matt Kissinger, who was open underneath the basket. But Kevin Asher up in front of the St. Cecilia bench calls a timeout, and the officials grant him his request. 1:29 to play in regulation. We'll take a break with a score. Donovan Trumbull, 24. Hastings St. Cecilia, 23.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings tips its sports cap to the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Have successful and healthy seasons. Bill Hamburger Remodeling does residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, painting, and snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551 or 463-0480. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings always supports Hastings and area athletes.
1230 KHAS.
1:29 to play here in the basketball game. 24-23 is the score. Donovan Trumbull has got the lead. Again, in the girls' ball game, Hastings St. Cecilia beat Donovan Trumbull tonight by a score of 74-26. Hawks led at halftime of that game, 28-14. St. Cecilia uses a big third quarter. Outscored the Cardinals 27-6. In the third quarter, opened up a 55-20 lead after three quarters. They coast to the win, 74-26. Lexi Schmidt led away with 18 points. Chanel Farmer, 15. Libby Kissinger had 10. St. Cecilia boys now trailing Donovan Trumbull, 24-23. A minute and 29 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. St. Cecilia with the ball following the Donovan Trumbull turnover on the other end. So Donovan Trumbull stays with this 2-3 zone defense. Cesar Tino has got the ball. There's a pass. It's going to be intercepted by Bundy. And Bundy loses the ball out of bounds. Nope, a foul is going to be called here in backcourt. A pass was picked off by Bundy, and he's fouled in the play. Matt Kissinger picks up the foul for St. Cecilia. That's going to be his second. I let Donovan Trumbull playing this game like it's the championship ball game of the district tournament. Fans are into the game, I'll guarantee it. Garrett Bundy goes to the free throw line. Bundy's got 5 points in the ball game. He's one out of one from the line so far tonight. Garrett Bundy will eye the bucket. His shot is up there. The shot is off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Stirrup. Stirrup goes to Matt Kissinger. 1:10 to play in the ball game. St. Cecilia trailing by one, 24-23. And now we got a timeout. Kevin Asher burns another timeout. 66 seconds to go here in the fourth quarter. We'll take a break. Donovan Trumbull, 24. Hastings St. Cecilia, 23.
Are you ready to switch to a bank that believes in customer service and offers deposit rates that are consistently at the top of the market?
If you are,
Visit your locally owned Five Points Bank of Hastings and let us show you what great customer service really is.
We offer all types of checking accounts, some of which include a high rate of interest, free checks, no service charges, special travel opportunities, and many other benefits.
We are proud to call Hastings home. Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
After the ball game tonight, stay with us. We'll have our players of the game. We'll also have our coaches' post-game show. Kevin Asher will join us following the ball game here tonight. Hastings Saints Assembly will play again tomorrow. It'll be another girls-boys doubleheader back here at the Chapman Gym. Blue Hill going to be in town to take on Saints Assembly tomorrow night. Meanwhile, Donovan Trumbull, they go home. They'll take on Harvard in a boys-girls basketball doubleheader. 24-23 is the score. Hastings Saints Assembly looking for their first win of the season here tonight, but it's... it's been a tough basketball game here tonight. Stirrup will inbound the ball for St. Cecilia. Cesar Tino down in the corner on the right side. Now to Stirrup. Stirrup holds it. Now to Kissinger. Driving down the lane. Dumps it off. Now to Sheehy. Sheehy now to Mike Hannon. Hannon back outside. Now to Matt Kissinger. To Hannon on the far side. Under a minute to play. St. Cecilia down by a point. Stirrup up high. Gets to the Cesar Tino. Tino now to Kissinger. Kissinger over to Hannon. On the wing on the left side. Jump pass. Goes to Sheehy at the free throw line. Down to Hannon, his long-range jumper for three. Hits it. Mike Hannon hits that three-pointer with 38 seconds to play. Saints Assembly with a lead, 26-24. First basket of the ball game for Hannon. Driving back the other way as Slough is shot no good. Rebound loose on the baseline. It goes out of bounds. Donovan Trumbull ball. Thus touched by Hannon. Mike Hannon hits a three-pointer with 38 seconds to play to give Saints Assembly a 26-24 advantage. And now Dave Ullman wants to call a timeout. The Blue Hawks have the lead as Mike Cannon hits his first field goal of the ball game, a three-pointer from the left side. St. Cecilia now with a two-point lead. 28 seconds to play. We'll take another break. We got a timeout with a score of St. Cecilia 26. Donovan Trumbull, 24.
Hastings College, a place where you can
learn, investigate,
compete,
create,
sing,
play,
study abroad,
collaborate,
leave your mark,
make a difference,
be, belong, become. Recognized as one of the best liberal arts colleges in the country by publications such as U.S. News and World Report, Forbes, Barron's, and the Princeton Review, Hastings College is a place that supports you to become your best. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Cannon hits a three-pointer from the left side of the lane with 38 seconds to play. Hastings St. Cecilia right now with a 26-24 advantage. Now we're down to 28.7 seconds to play. Donovan Trumbull calling the timeout. The Cardinals have led this baby throughout much of the ballgame. In fact, it's been a long, long time since St. Cecilia has led. They did have a brief lead at 23-22 here in the fourth quarter. Other than that, that's the only two leads of the ballgame for St. Cecilia here in this one. Donovan Trumbull will inbound. Jordan Slough will key things in. Baseline left side underneath their own hole. They get it to Sullivan. The ball tipped away from them out of bounds. Over there defensively was Chase Bassett. Knocking the ball loose from Skyler Sullivan. Now Donovan Trumbull inbound deep in the corner on the left side. Underneath their own basket. Jordan Slough again will trigger things in. They get it to Sullivan for a three. A shot is up there. It's no good. Rebound comes down to St. Cecilia and a foul is called. Skyler Sullivan throws up an air ball from the far sideline from three-point range. And a foul is going to be called here on Slough. This is going to go on Jacob Slough. So going to the free throw line is going to be Mike Cannon, the guy who hit the three-pointer just a few seconds ago. Now with 23 seconds to play. Here comes Cesar Tino into the ball game now, replacing Kevin Ryan. 26-24, St. Cecilia has got the lead with 23 seconds to play. Mike Cannon, one out of two so far tonight. His shot is up there. The shot is going to be around the rim. Falls off of the right side. No good. Rebound comes down to Bundy. Bundy gets the ball now to Slough. Slough has got the ball now with 17 seconds to play. A three-pointer will win the ball game here for Donovan Trumbull. Jordan Slough has got the ball. Circles around. Drives for the basket. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound St. Cecilia and a foul is going to be called. Jordan Slough drives his way to the basket, misses the shot. Rebound comes down to St. Cecilia, and a foul is going to be called on Donovan Trumbull. And a foul is going to go on Jordan Slough. St. Cecilia hanging on. Now we got 7.5 seconds to play. Going to the free throw line will be Stirrup. He'll have a 1-1 situation. Stirrup tonight, 0 of 3 from the free throw line. Stirrup's got 8 points in the ball game. It's 26-24. St. Cecilia with a two-point lead. Zach Stirrup to the free throw line. Eyes the bucket. Shot is up there. It's around the rim. Falls off. No good. Rebound Slough. 5 seconds to go. Slough across the 10-second line. A three-pointer put up there. He misses a shot. Rebound Bundy. Bundy throws up a shot. It's no good. That's the ball game. Hastings St. Cecilia comes from behind and beats Donovan Trumbull here tonight in boys high school basketball. Final score, Hastings St. Cecilia 26, Donovan Trumbull 24. You're listening to high school basketball on 1230 KHAS.
Bring the splendor of the holiday season to your home or office. Say it with flowers from Bob Sass Flowers. Centerpieces, door pieces, wreaths, trimmings, holiday banquets, and shop the oohs and ahs level for more seasonal and holiday gift ideas at Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
Your health is the number one concern at Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings. Burt's continues to take care of you with the best over-the-counter service. Free delivery 6 days a week, home health care products, and personal service. All this and much more at Burt's Drug Store, downtown Hastings, and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Witt Plumbing does residential, commercial, and farm plumbing, from new construction, remodeling, repairs and service, to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, water softeners, and septic tank installation. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings. Call 463-4664.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL Luxury 5th Wheels, Palomino Fold-Down Camping Trailers, Coachman 5th Wheels, Travel Trailers, Class A and Class C Motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Back at the Chapman Gymnasium, Hastings St. Cecilia wins it here tonight. Boys High School basketball, final score of 26-24. Yeah, that's the final. It was a defensive struggle here tonight. Hastings St. Cecilia getting a three-pointer from Mike Cannon with 38 seconds to play to give him a 26-24 advantage. Then Zach Stirrup went to the free throw line for St. Cecilia with about 7.5 seconds to from the end of the ball game. Could have put the ball game away. He misses the front end of a 1-1. It was rebounded by Jordan Slough. He came up the floor and launched a three-pointer. That was no good. And St. Cecilia comes from behind to win their first ball game of the season tonight over Donovan Trumbull. Final score, 26-24. So St. Cecilia now 1-2 on the season. The Hawks will play Blue Hill tomorrow night. Donovan Trumbull drops the 2 wins and 1 loss. They'll take on the Harvard Cardinals tomorrow night. Good basketball game here tonight if you like defense. 6-4 at the end of the first quarter in favor of Donovan Trumbull. It was 14-13 at halftime in favor of the Cardinals. Donovan Trumbull able to open up a 6-point lead in the third quarter at 19-13. It was 3 points at the end of three quarters at 20-17. Again, Donovan Trumbull able to open up a 5-point lead in the fourth quarter at 22-17, but St. Cecilia comes back. They grab the lead 23-22 on a field goal from Matt Kissinger with 3 minutes to play. Nip and tuck, every possession was a crucial one down the stretch. Mike Cannon finally getting the 3-pointer for St. Cecilia with 38 seconds to play. Give the Hawks the 26-24 advantage, and then Jordan Slough missing the 3-pointer with a couple of ticks left on the clock in the ball game, and St. Cecilia wins it tonight 26-24. Skylar Sullivan led the way for Donovan Trumbull tonight, 9 points in the ball game, all 9 in the first half. He was in foul trouble throughout much of the second half. Garrett Bundy ended up with 5 points tonight. Jordan Slough had 6. 2 points for Derek Johnson, 2 points for Jacob Slough. Donovan Trumbull 3 out of 6 from the free throw line in the basketball game here tonight. St. Cecilia had only 5 out of 13 from the line this evening. Zach Stirrup ends up leading the scores. He had 8 points. Matt Kissinger had 6. 4 for Cesar Tino. 4 points for Mike Hannon. 2 for Ryan Sheehy. 2 for Chase Bassett. That is it. Hastings St. Cecilia wins it here tonight over Donovan Trumbull. Final score, St. Cecilia 26, Donovan Trumbull 24. Now stay tuned for the players of the game and the coaches' post-game show as high school basketball continues on 1230 KHAS.
Play-by-play has been brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters. Local business, supporting local youth and local athletics. Stay tuned because the post-game shows are up next on Hastings Link to local high school sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
Are you ready to switch to a bank that believes in customer service and offers deposit rates that are consistently at the top of the market?
If you are, visit your locally owned Five Points Bank of Hastings and let us show you what great customer service really is.
We offer all types of checking accounts, some of which include a high rate of interest, free checks, no service charges, special travel opportunities, and many other benefits.
We are proud to call Hastings home. Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
This is the Player of the Game, brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street in Hastings.
Back at the Chapman Gym again in the boys' contest here tonight. Hastings St. Cecilia knocks off Donovan Trumbull by a score of 26-24. In the girls' ball game, it was St. Cecilia winning over Donovan Trumbull by a score of 74-26. This is the Player of the Game on 1230 KHIS. In the Hastings St. Cecilia girls' ball game, had three players scoring double figures tonight. Lexi Schmidt had 18 points. Chanel Farmer had 15. Libby Kissinger had 10 points in the ball game. The Hastings St. Cecilia boys in this defensive struggle, nobody hit double figures tonight. Zach Stirrup leads the way with 8 points. Cesar Tino had 4. Matt Kissinger, 6. Mike Cannon had 4 points. Chase Bassett had 2. And Ryan Sheehy had 2 points. We'll come back and name our players of the game right after this.
Relax. It's Rheem. If you're looking for the most economical, energy-efficient way to heat and cool your home, you can relax with the Rheem heat pump. Rheem heat pumps keep your home as comfortable as ordinary cooling and heating systems, but cost less to operate, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem heat pumps at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street, Hastings. Call 462-9190.
Game tonight for the Hastings St. Cecilia girls basketball team. We'll go with the leading scorer in Lexi Schmidt. Lexi had a solid ball game here tonight. She had 8 field goals, and she was 2 out of 5 from the free throw line. She scores 18 points, 10 of those in the first half of play, 8 more in the second half. So Lexi in the 3 ball games thus far for Hastings St. Cecilia, 8 points, 10 points, and tonight 18. Lexi Schmidt will be our player of the game tonight for Hastings St. Cecilia's girls basketball team. For the guys, you've got to go with the guy who had the game-winning shot, so to speak. Huh? Mike Hannon only scored 4 points in the basketball game tonight, but nothing bigger than that 3-point field goal with about 38 seconds to play in the fourth quarter to give St. Cecilia their final margin of victory at 26-24. Hannon ends up with 4 points. He had that 1 3-pointer. 1 out of 3 from the free-throw line ends up with 4 points. So Lexi Schmidt, Mike Hannon going to be our players of the game tonight as Hastings St. Cecilia splits a couple of games with Donovan Trumbull. Stick around. The coach is up next. You're listening to High School Basketball on 1230 KHIS.
The Player of the Game has been brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, your local Rheem dealer at 701 West 1st Street. Give them a call at 462-9190. Stay tuned because the coach's postgame show is coming up next on Hastings Link to local high school sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Hastings College, a place where you can
learn,
investigate,
compete,
create,
sing,
play,
study abroad,
collaborate,
leave your mark,
make a difference,
be, belong, become. Recognized as one of the best liberal arts colleges in the country by publications such as U.S. News & World Report, Forbes, Barron's, and the Princeton Review, Hastings College is a place that supports you to become your best. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
Did you know that Beeman's Appliance has many brands of new appliances? Beeman's Appliance is your local sales and service dealer for new appliances for refrigeration, kitchen, and laundry. Why shop anywhere else when you can conveniently shop local and save money? And if you're in the market for something used, Beeman's also has a good selection of used appliances. For more information, call 462-2311 or stop by Beeman's Appliance Sales and Service at 727 East Park Street. And remember, Beeman's Appliance services what they sell.
Our post-game coverage continues with Nothing But Net, brought to you by the Auto Glass Experts at 405 West J Street in Hastings.
For mobile service, call 463-0025.
Back at the Chapman Gymnasium, Hastings St. Cecilia wins it here tonight. Final score of 26-24 over the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals. As head coach Kevin Asher joins us in the postgame, and coach, maybe not what you had anticipated here tonight, but a win is a win. You put it in the right column and move on.
Yeah, you're definitely right. And our kids needed that. They even talked about it. We need to get a win coming into this game, and I'm proud of our effort. I thought it'd be, you know, we're not a team that's going to light up the scoreboard right now. We're going to win games in the 30s and 40s, and hopefully we can win games in the 20s like this. You know, we're fortunate to be here. We were down, but our kids battled hard that last 4 or 5 minutes, and you can't say enough about our defense. When you're not playing great offense, it's really hard to go to that other end and know you got your backs against the wall. And that's what we preached to them about this week. We said, hey, we got to be better defensively than we were the first two games, and we definitely were.
Coach, talk about Hannon's last shot, the one that went in from the left side. Designed just the way you wanted it?
Well, we had the ball designed to go to the high post and then kick out, or high post, short corner. But they kind of took that things away. And you got to give Mike a lot of credit. I didn't want him shooting a three-point shot early in the first half after he had missed a couple. And I always tell our kids, you got to have short-term memory and you got to have guys that want to take shots like that. And he knew that his third three-pointer was not a good shot, but he waited for the opportunity to get one on rhythm, and he got it in rhythm, and he's a streaky shooter, and you know, you got to give him a lot of credit, because not a lot of kids were going to take that shot. They were going to try to feed the ball inside to Zach Sturrow.
You guys anticipating zone out of Donovan Trumbull. You told us about that in the pregame show. That's what you got. It really covered up Zach Sturrow inside.
Yeah, they did. They did a really good job. And, you know, when you're not hitting shots, you know, we got enough shots, you know, from the perimeter and even inside at times. We got the shots. We just didn't shoot the ball well, whether that's legs right now or whether it's just the fact that we're not a great shooting team. We'll find out as the season goes along. But we knew double teams and triple teams were going to come on any touch. And Zach's a good passer, so our kids were ready to shoot. We just didn't knock them down, but hopefully they come, you know, either tomorrow night or down the road.
Yeah, do we alleviate that? Some of the guys from the outside are going to have to step up. We saw that tonight. As soon as Zach got the ball, there was three guys around him most of the night.
Yeah, there was, and a lot of people think, you know, gosh, he should just be able to go right through them. He's so strong, but it's those kids are strong underneath, too, for them, and Donovan did a great job of doubling when they could, tripling, you know, and we weren't getting much out of our backside action except for the skip pass. So we'll work on it. The film will really give us some good stuff to look at tonight, and then we'll see if we can make some adjustments for tomorrow.
Probably going to see more of that as the season goes on, won't we?
I think so. It just all depends on if we start knocking down shots, then teams will have to maybe get out a little bit, you know, and if we get Phil Hamburger back, that'll be a big key for us, because he really is our floor leader, and he can knock down a lot of shots from the perimeter if he shoots anything like he did this summer. So, you know, we'll see if we see a lot more, but I guess that we will.
Other than that, obviously happy with the defensive effort here tonight, and had to be happy. You didn't put a lot of points on the scoreboard, but it was crunch time. You guys were able to come up and come up with some big shots.
Yeah, the defensive side, we wanted every one of their guys to stay in single digits, and we did that. We took it personally and took it as a team as a goal to do that, and it looks like the scorebook tells that we did. And then, you know, anytime you do have Zach in the game, I mean, I think he played the full 32 minutes, didn't come out. He's a game changer in the paint. I mean, he blocked 4 or 5 the second half, and then in the first half, and then the second half, they didn't really look to go to inside at all. So, you know, I'm happy with the effort. You know, where we're at, we just got to get better. Our kids know that they can play better, but that all comes down with some of the offensive confidence we're talking about.
Have to get better, get healthy again. You're not the voodoo dolls with the medical staff, are you?
Well, we've tried a lot of things, and it seems to be going the other way. So we're just going to leave it alone and let Mother Nature heal everybody up.
Okay, congratulations on the win.
All right, thanks, Mike.
Head coach Kevin Asher for Hastings St. Cecilia. They win one here tonight. They pull one out. Mike Cannon hitting a shot from the left side. Three-pointer with 38 seconds to play. Against St. Cecilia, the final margin of victory tonight. Jordan Slough comes back and throws up a three with 8 seconds to play for Donovan Trumbull. It would not go, and that's the final score. Hastings St. Cecilia knocks off Donovan Trumbull tonight by a score of 26-24. We'll take a break and come back. You're listening to High School Basketball.
It's the clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings. They are the experts in glass repair and replacement for commercial and residential windshields and machinery glass. Jeff and Brent remind us with colder and winter weather coming, get those rock chips repaired to avoid more damage or cracking. Auto Glass Experts will even come to you. For mobile service, call 463-0025. 463-0025. Auto Glass Experts, 405 West J Street. That's West Highway 6, just east of Custom Pack in Hastings.
They ended up shooting 36% from the field tonight, and they won. The Hawks hitting 10 out of 28 shots for 36%. Meanwhile, Donovan Trumbull, they hit 10 out of 30 tonight for 33%. Rebounds, Hastings St. Cecilia had 22, Donovan had 20. Turnovers, St. Cecilia with 12, Donovan Trumbull had 11. On three-pointers tonight, St. Cecilia just 1 out of 8 from three-point territory for 13%. Donovan Trumbull just 1 out of 6 for 17%. Free throws, St. Cecilia was 5 out of 14, 36%. Donovan Trumbull was 3 out of 6 for 50%. Donovan Trumbull drops to 2 wins, 1 loss in the season. Hastings St. Cecilia now 1-2. St. Cecilia wins it tonight in boys high school basketball by a score of 26-24. Mike Hannon hitting the three-pointer from the left side to give St. Cecilia the win here tonight. Donovan Trumbull led 6-4 at the end of the first quarter, led at halftime 14-13. Donovan Trumbull leading 20-17 after three quarters, but St. Cecilia comes back to win it tonight by a score of 26-24. Hastings College basketball for you tomorrow here on 1230 KHIS. The Broncos will take on the Chargers out of Briar Cliff at Lynn Farrell Arena, the Osborne Sports Complex, 2 o'clock for the women's game, 4 o'clock for the guys. We'll be on the air with the pregame show at about 1:45 tomorrow afternoon. Nebraska basketball tomorrow from Lincoln. Nebraska taking on the Horned Frogs of Texas Christian. That'll be a 1 o'clock starting time, 12 o'clock noon for the pregame show on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. Hastings St. Cecilia girls win the first ball game tonight over Donovan Trumbull, 74-26. Hastings St. Cecilia boys beating Donovan Trumbull in a nightcap on a score of 26-24. That'll do it from the Chapman Gym tonight. For my statistician here, Gene Shaw, and my producer back at the radio station, Stephanie Mueller, I'm Mike Will, wishing you a very pleasant good evening from Hastings.
Nothing But Net has been brought to you by the Auto Glass Experts at 405 West J Street in Hastings. For mobile service, give them a call at 463-0025. Join us next time for more exciting basketball action on Hastings Link to local high school sports. 1230 AM, KHAS Radio. This has been an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio.